Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting second. The third baseman, Dick Allen. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Culp. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Ray Culp. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Klaus. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Cannizzaro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gonzalez moves to second. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington takes first base on ball four. Gonzalez moves to third. Allen moves to second. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple hits a line drive towards second. Hunt catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Cranepool throws it away. That's an error on Cranepool. Gonzalez scores. Allen scores. Covington moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Phillies. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Covington scores. It's 3-0, Phillies. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball four. Thomas moves to second. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Taylor moves to third. Amaro moves to second. It's 4-0, Phillies. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Amaro scores. It's 6-0, Phillies. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. McMillan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. Christopher reaches second base with a double. Klaus moves to third. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman takes first base on ball four. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Mets nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Canizaro moves to third. John Boozer now pitching. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boozer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Canizaro scores. It's 6-1, Phillies. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a line drive towards the mound. Boozer catches it and throws to second to double up McMillan. The throw to first to get Fisher, and that's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Mets 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0-for-1 in the game. Dalrymple hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Christopher chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Hunt. Hunt fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Hunt. Thomas scores. Taylor moves all the way to home. It's 8-1, Phillies. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Boozer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boozer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boozer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Mets 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. Callison strikes out. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Wine now playing third base. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Altman bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike 3. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Canizaro hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Mets 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0 for 2 in the game. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisher bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike 3. One out. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Klaus strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Mets 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Amaro strikes out. One out. John Boozer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boozer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boozer hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Pool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gonzalez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Crane Pool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crane Pool is 0-for-2 in the game. Crane Pool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Boozer covering, for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Wine now playing shortstop. Ruben Amaro now playing third base. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Mets 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-3 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Pool scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Covington hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Herrenstein now playing left field. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Canizaro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Smith pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Mets 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Charlie Smith now playing shortstop. Ron Locke now pitching. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0-for-3 in the game. Dalrymple is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. he's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields the ball and throws to second. Hunt drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Hunt. Taylor moves to second. Two outs. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Amaro takes first base on ball 4. John Boozer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boozer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boozer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dalrymple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Mets 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Canizaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-4 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Christopher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Christopher moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boozer fields it and throws to second for the out. Christopher moves to third. One out. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Canizaro hits a line drive towards third. Amaro reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 8, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.